The objects in front of us are commemorative heads from Benin Kingdom made by Benin bronze casters. Usually, these heads were made to commemorate a king that has passed away. There is this taboo in Benin that you do not recreate the exact of a human being, because if you do that, you are actually subjecting that person to very dangerous spiritual kinds of attack. So the artist created an idealized version of what a king should be. My name is Ndubuisi Ezeluomba. I am the curator of African art at the Virginia Museum of Fine Art in Richmond, Virginia.
These works were produced for state altars, honoring individuals from a dynasty of leaders that was founded in 1300. Aesthetic, oral, and spiritual beauty are core dimensions of an altar's design.
These heads with a hole at the top, those hold ivory tusks that were carved intricately. This head and the tusks are the very most important of the fittings in that shrine. There must be bells there, because bells are important ingredient to wake the spirit up when they want to do something. There is also the presence of the leaf from the tree called the Ikinwi. So all these things come together. They have to place it in such a way that it has to look beautiful, because the concept of imose, which is beauty, is important in creating and using shrines in Benin culture. If it is not well arranged, if someone does not go by and say, ena or mose, or this looks beautiful, then you have not completed your work. And no place will have enjoyed more presence than this metalwork that was used in the palace of the kings.